Are you ready to experience faith on another level? Every week, meet us at the place where the Word is alive, the worship is rich, and the supernatural is flowing. Come experience God's presence. Hear a faith-filled word and receive impartation that sets the tone for your week every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. at 3950 Point Parkway in the beautiful city of Beaumont. It is an atmosphere charged with expectation. Whether in person or online, you belong here. Then let's go deeper in the Word together on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. We will be teaching principles straight from the Word of God to help you grow in faith, wisdom, and victory. And then finally, get ready for power-packed Tag Team Thursday, teaching at 7 o'clock p.m. that will stir your spirit and transform your thinking. You can watch it all on Above the Cloud, Facebook, YouTube, or right through our mobile app. Wherever you are, the Word is coming to you. Join us weekly. Engage, grow, maximize your life. Follow, subscribe, and stay connected. Your faith journey continues here. This is your season to grow stronger, dream bigger, and believe bolder. And we're believing with you every step of the way. Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges. We are building lives. Wherever you go, take your faith with you. Now you can experience powerful messages, faith-building content, and stay connected with everything happening at Faith Christian Center right from your mobile device. Got an iPhone or iPad? Just search for Faith Christian CC in the App Store. On Android, look up Faith Christian Center Church in Google Play. Download the app today and keep your faith strong wherever you are. Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges. We are building lives.
Each day is a fresh opportunity to activate your faith, align with God's will, and step into divine purpose. That's why I want to personally invite you to join us each and every morning, bright and early, for our Wake, Pray, and Repeat prayer line. Start your day strong. Start your day in faith. Start your day in the presence of God and fellowship with people of like precious faith. We gather as a family of believers to release our faith, speak of God's blessings, and decree supernatural favor over our day. Every morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, you can dial 267-807-9601 and enter access code 298-581-777. Again, that number is 267-807-9601, access code 298-581-777. Wake, pray, and repeat. Your morning breakthrough starts because victory begins with prayer. I'll be there, will you? Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges, and we're building lives.
April is a month of spiritual renewal and resurrection power. God specializes in bringing life out of what looks lifeless. What felt delayed can begin to move again. What seemed stagnant can start flowing. Even what appeared dead, God is breathing on it again. This is not your season to give up. This is your season to trust that God is still working, even when you don't see it yet. April reminds us that nothing is beyond His power to restore. This is your month to rise again, to reset your focus, to reignite your faith. Choose to move forward, not in fear or doubt, but with power, with confidence, and with expectation. Because if God said it, He will do it. And if He started it, He will finish it. This is your season of renewal and your time to rise. And remember, we are building faith. We are building bridges. We are building lives.
In this dynamic book, Dr. Carlton Sharp reveals that sometimes the strongest people are the ones carrying the heaviest pain, silently. They show up every day. They smile. They lead. They provide. From the outside, everything looks fine. But inside, something feels off. That quiet weight. That pressure. That sense of isolation. It builds. In this book, Suffering in Silence is about confronting that hidden pain. It's about stepping out of the shadows and into healing, honesty, and wholeness. This message will help you recognize the warning signs within yourself, break free from pride and isolation, and embrace truth, accountability, and restoration. You don't have to carry it alone anymore. It's time to take off the mask, break the silence, and find real healing and hope. Suffering in Silence, Hiding Behind the Mask, by Dr. Carlton Sharp. Available now on Amazon, in paperback and Kindle. Get your copy today. Welcome to Faith Christian Center broadcast that's building faith, building bridges, and building lives. Coming to you live from Beaumont, Texas, this moment is not by accident. It's your divine appointment. This time together is designed to build your faith, stir your spirit, and help you walk in God's absolute best for your life. Call a friend, tag a family member, and invite them to tune in with you, because what's about to happen is too powerful to keep to yourself. Go ahead and grab your Bible, your notepad, and a pen, and get ready for a dynamic worship service and a life-changing word from the Lord. This is more than a broadcast. It's an encounter. So open your heart, lean in with expectation, and prepare to go higher. Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges. We are building lives.
Hell. the song simply says, hallelujah. Woo! You have won the victory. You won it all for me. Yeah. Death could not hold him down. Sister Beverly read the scripture. That's how God gave it to me. In Luke 24, it says, why are you seeking the living among the dead? He's not here, y'all. He's not here. He has risen. And he's risen in our lives. Hallelujah. Just worship the King today. If he's risen in your life today, listen. Ooh, hallelujah. You have won the victory. Oh, yes, you have. Oh, yeah. Glory. Hallelujah.
So good to see each and every one of you here on this resurrection weekend. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's alive. Amen. Amen. He is alive. Glory to God. Well, listen, let me welcome those of you who are watching today by way of all of our social media platforms today. Those of you who are watching by way of Above the Cloud, thank you so much for joining us. Whether it's Roku, Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Amazon TV, Google TV, Apple TV, or our mobile app, thank you so much for being a part of our service. You make our services so very special. Glory to God. Well, listen, if you need prayer today at any time, there are several ways where you can get your prayer request to us. If you're watching today by way of Above the Cloud, there's a box right there on your screen. Just type in your prayer request and send it to us. We'll get it, and we'll begin to pray with you and pray for you. If you're watching today by way of a Facebook Live, you can message us your prayer request. If you're watching and you're technology savvy, you want to send it by way of email, you can send it to prayer ministry at fccc-bmt.org. Or if you're technology savvy, pull out your cell phone and text PR for prayer requests to 54244. And then finally, if you're on our mobile app, there's a need prayer tile on the mobile app. Just simply click that need prayer tile, put in your prayer request, and send it to us. We'll get it, and we'll begin to pray with you and pray for you. And then let me invite you to join us each and every morning for our Wake, Pray, and Repeat prayer line. That's right, every morning at 6 a.m. We're up early in the morning seeking the face of God, interceding for others, and fellowshipping one with another. And we would love for you to call. Join us by calling the number at the bottom of the screen. That number is 267-807-9601. Access code 298-581-777. And then if you have a loved one who cannot access any of our social media platforms, they can call the toll-free number. That number is 877-781-2818, and they can listen in live to the broadcast. Then if you want to take us on the go with you with our podcast, if you have Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or Pocket Cast, it's absolutely free for you to download the lessons and listen to them over and over again. The Bible says that faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And of course, if you're in the Golden Triangle area, let me invite you to join us each and every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. right here at 3950 Point Parkway here in the beautiful city of Beaumont, Texas. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Somebody give God a big hand of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hey, Pastor Nelson, good to see you out there. Mika, good to see you. Praise the Lord. And all of you who are watching by way of our social media platforms, it is so good to be here this morning on this resurrection weekend. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, let me do this real quick. Let me thank Lady Gwen on last week. She taught that word on last week. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Excuses, identity, and the power of your words. Amen. And she done an excellent job on last week, and I am so godly proud. Praise the Lord. You know, I try to get her to teach us a few, you know. I know I'll be trying my hardest. And I know she did a wonderful job. I watched the playback, Sister Robinson. I'm like, that girl was teaching that word. She worked that thing, man. Glory to God. Amen. So I'm so excited that, you know, she did a wonderful job on last week. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so we give God all the praise. You know, the one thing that we want to make sure of is that you get the word of God. Any person that stands in this place is responsible for feeding you the word of God. And I am so godly and proud of her. Amen. And and her sharing the word of God with you on last week. Praise the Lord. And then, you know, Lady Gwen and I went on vacation in, that was March, last month. And so while we were on vacation, I just finished the series, Suffering in Silence, on Wednesday night, where I talked about how people are hiding behind the mask. And this particular series came out of one of our own who belonged to our church. He ended up committing suicide. Amen. And that's where the lesson actually came from. And so I spoke with the family. I said, hey, listen, I need to teach on this because so many other people are going through what he went through. And so in this series, I expose the hidden battles many people fight behind the smiles, behind the success. They put on a good face, but yet they're tormented and in pain on the inside. Amen. Turmoil. And so some people hide behind the role of pride in their lives. And so I wrote this book, amen, as a compliment to that series of lessons, Hiding Behind the Mask. And it's on Amazon, where you get it in the book form, or on Kindle. And I say in it, sometimes the people who appear the strongest are the ones who hurt it the most. And so I want this book to minister to your hearts and souls, amen, so that you can see what God says about the pain that you're going through. And so again, you go to Amazon and get the book, or it is on Kindle, amen, and it's filled with the word of God, and I believe that it will bless your life, amen. And so in it, chapter 1 is entitled The Pain Behind the Mask. Chapter 2 is talking about why pride is so dangerous. Chapter 3 is talking about recognizing the signals before the spiral. Chapter 4 is talking about when masculinity masks the mess. Chapter 5 is talking about breaking the silence through transparency. And chapter 6 is talking about when the shepherd suffers in silence. Chapter 7 is talking about from silence to healing. And then chapter 8 is talking about breaking the silence and walking in wholeness. Amen. And so I believe that this will bless your life. And one of the things that I did, come back to Michelle. One of the things that I did was in chapter number 5, I put myself on the block. Because a few weeks ago, I was going through a health challenge, and I didn't even want to tell my family about the health challenge I was going through. And so I was hiding behind the mask. Lady Gwen would ask me, she said, how you doing? I said, I'm doing fine. And she looked at me like, you know, you're not feeling fine. And so I admitted to myself, what's up, buddy? Come here. You want to come with Papa? Hey, man, this is my grandson here. He want to come up here with Papa for a few minutes while I talk. Well, anyway, I was hiding behind a mask because I didn't want them to worry. I didn't want them to get into fear. And so I told them a lie. I lied about it. Amen. And so in chapter 5, I talk about how to break that and how to be transparent, even with your family. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He just wanted to be on TV. That's all. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's what he always do, Jeff. He always want to get in the shot. I'm in the shot. I'm good. Praise the Lord. But get your copy of the book today. Amen. Suffering in Silence, Hiding Behind the Mask. Amen. It's available again on Amazon in book form and on Kindle. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Well, hallelujah. Are you ready for the word? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, how would we thank you, God, for this time of fellowship with people of like precious faith. Father, we thank you that your word flows freely in this place, unhindered and unchecked by any force. Father, we thank you that your word is not void of power and that you confirm your word with signs following. Father, we thank you that Jesus Christ is our high priest and that he ever liveth to make intercessions for us. Now, Father, I thank you that my body is strong, my mind is alert, and my lips are anointed, and that I will clearly articulate the word such that every spiritual need is met. Now, Father, I covenant in advance to give you all the praise, all the glory, all the adoration for what shall be revealed this day. And all who believe that prayer said, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
turn your Bibles to James chapter 5. James chapter 5. And once again, happy resurrection weekend. Amen. As we celebrate the rising of our Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And all of you looking so fine and damper this morning. Glory to God. In your pastels. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. James chapter number 5. Hey, those of you who are watching, do me a favor. Call a friend, text a friend, email a friend. Hit the like button, the love button, the share button. And let them know that Dr. Sharp is ready to go. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Nope, nope. Go back. Go back. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Well, let's hold up our Bibles, make our confession of faith, hold them up nice and high, and repeat after me. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. I am a believer and not a doubter. I am a doer and not just a hearer. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same, never ever be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord, amen. James chapter 5, James chapter 5. Look at verse number 16, James chapter 5. Let's begin at verse number 16. Are you ready? Look what he says. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias, a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Look how the Amplified puts verse number 16. Confess your faults one to another. Therefore your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray also for one another that you may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in his working. Today I want to continue in our series of lessons entitled, What Happens When We Pray? Amen. Now we're going to talk about today what happens when we pray, and looking at the life of Jesus, amen, and what happened with him when he prayed as he prepared himself to go to the cross, amen. But today I want to go to 1 Peter chapter number 5, 1 Peter chapter number 5. Now we established that prayer is a spiritual force that produces real results in our lives. And when we pray, we gain access to God, and we align our hearts with his will. And we activate his power in our lives and invite divine intervention, amen, in every situation that we face. And in 1 Peter chapter 3, 1 Peter chapter number 3, look at verse number 12. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 12, look what he says. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. The Amplified says it this way, for the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, those who are upright and in right standing with God, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who practice evil, to oppose them, to frustrate and defeat them. Amen. And so we found out in our series that God wants to hear our prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. And he says, my ears are attuned to your prayer life. And so that's why I believe that prayer is so important. We're going to see in the life of Jesus how important prayer was to him, and how spending time with God, his Father, caused him to get to the place of obedience where he went to the cross. Amen. Hallelujah. Now go to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. And because we are consistent in our prayer life, we have to understand that it gives us access to the very throne of God. Amen. Now we know that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he's making intercessions for us even right now. But we have access to God and his throne. In Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 16, Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 16, it says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace and help in the time of need. The Amplified says, let us then fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, the throne of God's unmerited favor to us sinners, that we may receive mercy for our failures and find grace to help in good time. For every need, appropriate help and well-timed help coming just when we need it. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. But my focus today will be on the resurrection power through our prayer life, amen. And I really want to focus on Jesus' prayer life and how it prepared him for what he was about to do on Calvary's cross, to give us the opportunity to be part of the family of God. Because if Jesus didn't go to the cross and he didn't die for our sins, amen, the Bible says we are men most miserable. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Go to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew 28. Now, for those who are skeptics, amen, about who Jesus is and what he said he would do, the resurrection is the evidence that what he said was going to come to pass. And you cannot find where he is in the grave because he is risen. Amen. Somebody say he is risen. Amen, amen. In Matthew chapter 5, look at Matthew 28 and verse number 5. Matthew 28 and verse number 5. Look what he says. He says, and the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. So I'm here to tell us this morning that he is risen, amen. Hallelujah. He is alive and well and seated at the very throne of God, making intercessions for us right now. Amen. And you got to make it personal. He's making intercessions for me right now. Glory to God, amen. Glory to God. Now, go to Philippians chapter number 3. Philippians chapter number 3. Philippians chapter 3. We have to have revelation knowledge of the power of the resurrection in our lives, Dennis. And when we have this revelation knowledge, it allows us to walk in boldness in the things of this earth. And in Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 10, Philippians 3 and verse number 10, it says this, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. So Paul says, I want to know. Somebody say, I want to know. Amen. I want to know Jesus and the power of his resurrection. Amen. Now, if we want to understand prayer at the highest level, we got to look at Jesus. And so what happens when we pray? I want to look at what happened when Jesus prayed, because it prepared him for what he had to do. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Go to Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1. I look at his life, Dan, and I see that his prayer life produced the greatest victory ever, and that was the resurrection. When the devil thought he had Jesus, amen, Jesus got up on that third day morning with all power in his hand and said, listen, I've defeated hell and the grave, amen. Hallelujah. Just for you, amen, and I. Glory to God. And but the prayer, his prayer life prepared him for just that. In Mark chapter number 1, look at verse number 35. Mark chapter 1, verse number 35. You will see in the scripture that Jesus made it a part of his life. And it just was not an occasional moment for him. This was a lifestyle for him, that he would spend time with the Father. And I truly believe that our morning prayer life at 6 a.m., our wake, pray, and repeat, it is conditioning us to have a consistent prayer life each and every day. Amen. Now watch this now. In Mark chapter 1 and verse number 35, Mark chapter 1 and verse number 35, look what he says. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and did what? And there he prayed, amen. And so here's Jesus showing us that, listen, he was consistent in his prayer life, amen. Because early in the morning, he got up and he prayed, because he had to prepare himself for what was about to come on that cross. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, go over to Luke chapter number 5. Luke chapter number 5. I just want to show us this morning that Jesus was consistent in his prayer life, and it produced powerful results for us, amen, through the resurrection. In Luke chapter 5 and verse number 16, Luke chapter 5, verse number 16. Are you there? Look what he says. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and did what? And he prayed. Amen. I'm just trying to show you. I want to set the foundation that what happens when we pray, amen, the resurrection and the power that comes through the prayer life. But we're looking at Jesus, Sister Simeon, and seeing how he was consistent in his prayer life. So the Bible says that he withdrew and he prayed. Luke chapter number 6 now. Luke chapter 6. Look at verse number 12. Luke chapter 6 and verse number 12. Luke chapter 6, verse number 12. And it came to pass, the Bible says, in those days, that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. Again, I see that Jesus said this is a lifestyle and not just a moment. Hallelujah. Because of the preparation that was coming for the cross. Luke chapter number 22 now. Luke chapter number 22. Look at verse number 41. Luke chapter 22, verse number 41. See, I believe that when we face pressure moments in our lives, that we have to go to God in prayer. Amen. So that he can give us direction and the answers that we need for our lives. In Luke chapter 22, verse number 41, it says this. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. Amen. So here again, I see Jesus when the greatest moment of his life that was about to occur, he went to the Father praying, Father, if it be your will, take this cup away. And we know that Jesus had to go through the cross, amen? Because if he did not go through the cross, it would not have been benefit to us. Glory to God, amen? Hallelujah. Now go to John chapter 11, John chapter 11. Because one of the things I've seen, Sister Pugh, is that private prayer produced public resurrection power in the life of Jesus. Now, I love how Jesus prepared himself for what was about to happen on Calvary's cross. But then through his prayer life, he made declarations about what was about to happen. Amen. In John chapter 11 and verse number 25, John chapter 11, verse number 25. Hallelujah. Look what Jesus says. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Amen. So Jesus began to declare who he was and what his purpose was in the earth. And he knew his purpose because he spent time with the Father. And each of us, we found out this morning on the prayer line that each one of us have a purpose in life. Amen. And I submit to you today that when you pray, God will give you direction for your life. Amen. But Jesus tells the people, I am the only way that you can get to the Father. I am the resurrection and the life. Now watch this now. Go to 1 John. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter number 5. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 1 John chapter number 5. Look at verse number 12. Now he says, I am the resurrection and the life. Now watch what verse number 12 of 1 John chapter 5 says. Are you ready? Look what he says. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that had not the Son of God had not life. So he said, Jesus said, listen, I am the resurrection and the life. And then John says, he that had the Son, Jesus, for what he did on Calvary, Cheryl, have life. And if you don't have him, you don't have life. It's that simple. We try to make things so hard for people, but it's so simple that God says, if you have my Son, you got life. And if you don't have him, you don't have life. Amen. And so many people are just existing, amen, because they don't have Jesus. And today I want to declare to you that Jesus is the only way, amen. Praise the Lord, amen. Now go back to John chapter number 10. Jesus, Dennis, was not afraid to die, in that he knew what the Father's plan was to redeem mankind. And the only way that he could redeem mankind was to go to the cross. But he wanted to let people know that if I wanted to, you couldn't take my life from me. Amen. I got enough power within me to withstand you. But thank God that Jesus decided to lay down his life voluntarily. Amen. In John chapter number 10, glory to God. John chapter 10 and verse number 17. John chapter 10 and verse number 17. Look what he says. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. Watch this now. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Look what Jesus said. That is confidence, amen. That Jesus said, no man can take my life from me. Now he says, I got the power to lay it down, and I got the power to get it up again. And I got this commandment from my Father. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah, amen. And I believe that the time that he spent in prayer is what gave him the confidence, amen, to be able to make these declarations that, listen, I've been hearing from my Father. And he told me this is what he would do. He said, you have the power to lay your life down, and you have the power to get it up again. Hallelujah. And there is power, resurrection power, through our prayer life. Amen. Now watch this now. Go to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter number 28. Matthew 28. Now, Jesus did not acquire some power, Sister Robinson. He tells us that all power is given unto him. Are you there in Matthew 28? Look at verse number 18, Matthew 28, verse number 18. Look what he says. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Praise the Lord. So Jesus says, I got the power to lay my life down. I got the power to get it up again. He says, all power is in my hand. Amen. And then he turns around and gives that power, because of his resurrection, to us as believers. He says that you have authority and power over the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. This is the power that he gave us, amen. And I believe that that power was generated by his time with God, amen, by him praying. Now watch this now, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Look at verse number 12. 1 Corinthians 15, verse number 12. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning at verse number 12. 1 Corinthians 15, verse number 12. Look what he says. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised? And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, yet ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that sleep. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Paul says to the Corinthian church, the argument is that Jesus did not get up. He says, okay, let's take your argument and let's play it out. If Jesus didn't get up, we all in trouble. Amen. He says, if Jesus didn't get up, we lied on God. Amen. Because God gave him the power to get up. And then Paul says, man, and listen, we are men most miserable because our future is lost. But thanks be to God that Jesus was the first fruit, amen, of him that raised up from the dead, amen. Why? Because God has a purpose and plan for our lives. Hallelujah. Now, how does this impact my life? Amen. And how does resurrection power through prayer help me? All right. Here's what I want to show you. Go to John chapter 15. Because we are in Christ, Dan, it gives us this same power, resurrection power in our lives, because we are part of Jesus and part of the family of God. And in John chapter 15, hallelujah, John chapter 15, look at verse number 5. John chapter 15 and verse number 5. Look what Jesus says. John 15, verse number 5. He says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. So when I am in Christ, I'm connected to him. Amen. And because I am connected to him, watch this now, the same resurrection life that was in him is in me. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah, amen. Glory to God. Okay, go to Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22. I got three more scriptures and I'll be through. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 22. Look at verse number 42. When I'm connected to him, watch this now, it's my surrender to him. Just like Jesus surrendered to the Father, I got to surrender to the Father, amen? And Luke chapter 22, verse number 42, look what he says. Saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Each one of us has to get to a place of surrendering to God. Amen. Bottom line, you cannot go to heaven on your mother's coattail or your father's coattail. Each one of us have to make an individual decision that, God, I trust you. And thank God that he made it easy. He says that if you would confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Now go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Look at verse number 11. Romans chapter 8, verse number 11. Hallelujah. When I pray, it activates the resurrection power that's already in me. I want you to see today that the same power that raised up Jesus from the dead is the same power that's in you. That's right, Sister Simeon. It's the same power. There's no different power. It's the same absolute power that raised him from the dead. You have it right now on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse number 11. Look what he says. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, amen, he that raised up Christ from the dead also shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. So the same spirit that raised up Jesus, Sister Robinson, is the same power that's available for us. Amen. Hallelujah. No different power, the same power. And as we celebrate this resurrection season, know that this power, that Jesus says, I have the power to lay my life down, I have the power to get it up, is the same power that's operating in us. Last scripture for the day, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Look at verse number 57. This power positions us for victory in every area of our lives. Hallelujah, amen. Sister Bonda, that's when I look at the challenges that we face, I remind the challenge that I already got the victory. Not because of what I did, but because of what Jesus did on Calvary. And all I got to do is be grateful and thankful that he already paid the price. Verse 57, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We got victory, amen. Amen. Because of what Jesus did on the cross. And he prepared himself through prayer to be willing to go and give his life for us. Amen. And so as we celebrate this resurrection season, I want you to know that your prayer life is important. Just as important as it was for Jesus to spend time with the Father, it's important for each and every one of us to spend time with him. Now, as always, we have our confession for the lesson. Amen. And so those of you who are watching by way of all of our social media platforms, you can take a snapshot of the screen. Amen. As we declare this confession over our lives. Are you ready? Look what it says. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that I am a person of prayer. Not occasionally, but as a lifestyle. Prayer is my daily connection to God. And through it, I walk in supernatural power. Just as Jesus lived a life of consistent prayer, I commit to withdrawing, seeking, and fellowshipping with God regularly. In private, I build strength. In secret, I receive power. I declare that I pray before decisions, so I walk in divine direction. I pray in moments of pressure, so I remain steady and victorious. I pray through every season, and I will not stop until purpose is fulfilled. I confess that resurrection life is working in me now. The same life that raises, restores, and revives is active on the inside of me. I boldly confess that my faith is anchored in the truth of resurrection. Glory to God. Because he lives, I live in victory, purpose, and supernatural strength. Prayer connects me to divine life. Prayer aligns my will with God's will. Prayer activates power within me. Prayer positions me for continual victory. I am walking in resurrection power every day in my life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. Thank you for this season of resurrection power. God, it's just not about this season. Father, it's about every day of our lives. And Father, what you did on Calvary secured our future. By accepting you as Lord and Savior of our lives, you have given us life eternal. And so, Father, we come to say thank you. God, we come this morning to thank you for paying the price that we couldn't pay. Father, when we were on the market, God, doing our own thing, Father, you loved us enough to send Jesus to die for us. And so, Father, we come and we say thank you. For the Savior, for the Lord of our lives. Hallelujah. The one who defeated the grave and death. And so, Father, we give you praise for it even right now. Now, God, as we celebrate this resurrection season, let us always remember the price that was paid. Our Savior being crucified for us. to pay the price for our sin. And then he took our sin and gave us his righteousness and made us in right standing with you. So how we thank you and how we honor you and how we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, guess what? It's offering time. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, our brothers will come now and pass out our envelopes. As you know, we have several boxes where we distribute our funds. There's a box for our tithes. We don't have a God, robber, or muggers. Amen. Then there's a box for our pastor's compensation fund. Gwen and I are not on a salary. We believe that God is supplying our needs as we sow the word into your hearts. Then there's a box for our television ministry, building fund of the missions. We ask that each person will sow a seed into those ministries. And then our debt reduction. We ask that each person will sow a seed into our debt reduction. Amen. Again, that's our tithe, our pastor's compensation fund, television ministry, building fund, missions, and our debt reduction. Now, those of you who are watching by way of all of our social media platforms, you can also give today. Amen. You can also be a part of what God is doing. If you're watching today, and you say, well, Dr. Sharp, how can I sow my seed today? If you're watching by way of Above the Cloud, right below the screen there, there's a link. If you would just click that link, amen, you can designate your tithes, your offerings, and your gifts of love. If you're watching today by way of Facebook Live, there is a link in the comments section. If you just click that link in the comments section or that's pinned at the top of the page, you can also designate your seed and give your tithes, your offerings, and your gifts of love. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're watching today and you're technology savvy, you can scan the QR code that's right at the bottom right-hand side of the screen. It'll get you into our mobile app. And once you're in our mobile app, you can do the same thing by designating your seed. If you want a text to give, you can text FCCC Giving, FCCC Giving to 54244 again and designate your seat that way. And then if you're on our mobile app, there's a give button on the mobile app. Just simply click that give button. Once again, it'll open up and allow you to designate your seat, and you can sow your seat that way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then finally, if you want to mail it to us, you can send it to Faith Christian Center Church, P.O. Box 12428, Beaumont, Texas, 77726. Hallelujah. In the beautiful city of Beaumont. Glory to God. Amen. Listen, let me thank you in advance for what you do to advance the kingdom of God in the earth in the name of Jesus. And so today we're going to make our confession over our giving as we prepare our hearts to give to God what he has blessed us with. And each one of us, God has been so good to us that he has provided for us what we couldn't provide for ourselves. He says that he is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And because he is our provider, he said, I'll give seed to the sower. Hallelujah. And then multiply your seed that you sow. Hallelujah. So here's our confession for our giving. Hallelujah. Let's go. Father, I thank you for the covenant of increase that you have established for the believer through tithes and offerings. I boldly declare that I trust your financial plan. I refuse to live in fear, lack, or limitation, because I am a kingdom citizen with kingdom rights. At this very moment, I sow my financial seed into good ground, fully persuaded that this is an act of worship, obedience, and faith. I decree that Satan has no more access to steal, delay, or diminish my harvest. I break the back of lack and declare open heavens over my life. Father, I recognize that this seed activates a divine process. It leaves my hand, but not my life. It goes into my future, creating overflow, favor, and divine opportunities. According to your word, you're raising up somebody, somewhere, to use their power, their ability, and their influence, and their resources to bless me. I believe doors are opening, debts are canceled, promotions are manifesting, and creative ideas are flowing. I call every need met, every bill paid, every promise fulfilled, and every dream funded. Glory to God. This is my moment of faith, and I call it done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Father, how we thank you for this opportunity to give to you. God, we thank you for every tither in the house and online, God. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you opened up the windows of heaven and you poured us out a blessing that we don't have room enough to receive it. Father, we thank you for those who give toward the pastor's compensation fund. Gwen and I agree with them right now that they receive a first-class return on their giving. We truly believe that they live the best, they wear the best, they drive the best, they eat the best, they go first class in life. And then, Father, those who give toward the television ministry, building fund at the missions, Father, your word declares that when we give for the support of the ministry, that you shall return unto us the maximum return. And we believe by faith, Father, that men shall give unto us good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over when you cause men to give unto our bosom. Then finally, Father, those of us who choose to eliminate kingdom debt, we thank you, Father, that you eliminate our personal debt and that we live a debt-free life, willing to obey you in everything that we do. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Our brothers, come now and receive our offering. Praise the Lord, amen. Well, listen, let me thank those of you who are watching today. Thank you so much for being a part of our service. Again, you make our services so very special. If you are in the Golden Triangle area, let me invite you to join us each and every Saturday morning right here at 3950 Point Parkway here in the beautiful city of Beaumont, Texas. Hallelujah. Again, thank you so much for being a part of our Resurrection Weekend. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hey, remember this. We're building faith, we're building bridges, and we're building lives. And Romans chapter 12 and verse 3 says that God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. We'll see you next time on our broadcast. Somebody give God a big hand of praise. Amen.
Do you want to be saved? Well, Romans 10, 9 and 10 says that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come now confessing and believing that you raised Jesus from the dead. I repent of my sins, and I ask you to come into my heart. I make you the Lord and Savior of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, if you prayed that simple prayer, welcome to the family of God. We believe you got born again. What's next, you may ask? Keep God first in your life and get into a good Bible-teaching church that will help you grow and develop in the things of God. Now remember, we're building faith, we're building bridges, and we are building lives.
April is a month of spiritual renewal and resurrection power. God specializes in bringing life out of what looks lifeless. What felt delayed can begin to move again. What seemed stagnant can start flowing. Even what appeared dead, God is breathing on it again. This is not your season to give up. This is your season to trust that God is still working, even when you don't see it yet. April reminds us that nothing is beyond his power to restore. This is your month to rise again, to reset your focus, to reignite your faith. Choose to move forward, not in fear or doubt, but with power, with confidence, and with expectation. Because if God said it, he will do it. And if he started it, he will finish it. This is your season of renewal and your time to rise. And remember, we are building faith. We are building bridges. We are building lives.
In this dynamic book, Dr. Carlton Sharp reveals that sometimes the strongest people are the ones carrying the heaviest pain, silently. They show up every day. They smile. They lead. They provide. From the outside, everything looks fine. But inside, something feels off. That quiet weight, that pressure, that sense of isolation, it builds. In this book, Suffering in Silence is about confronting that hidden pain. It's about stepping out of the shadows and into healing, honesty, and wholeness. This message will help you recognize the warning signs within yourself, break free from pride and isolation, and embrace truth, accountability, and restoration. You don't have to carry it alone anymore. It's time to take off the mask, break the silence, and find real healing and hope. Suffering in Silence, Hiding Behind the Mask, by Dr. Carlton Sharp. Available now on Amazon, in paperback and Kindle. Get your copy today. Well, thank you for joining us today. I pray this word has stirred your spirit, strengthened your faith, and set your focus for what God has in store for you and your family. Walk boldly, believe fiercely, expect daily. If you've been blessed, don't keep it to yourself. Share this with someone you love. And as always, stay in faith, stay connected, and stay committed to walking through every door God has opened for you. Until next time, now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges. We are building lives.